Transformation of global trade in 2024. Will it be emerging technologies or trade policy that will be key drivers of global trade? From over 1,300 cities and 130 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rw. How will trade and trade policy develop over the coming year? How are emerging technologies transforming global trade? Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, the World Trade Organization Director General, reveals trade priorities, including thoughts on how to enhance efficiency, inclusion and sustainability, and strengthening cross-border relations.
We cannot have a strong global recovery without trade. And we need open, predictable, and stable trade, multilateral trading system in order for us to achieve, to reinvigorate growth, as well as to achieve some of the big things we are looking for, big problems we are trying to solve, the green transition. Trade is very important. The digital transition, trade is very important to underpin all of this. The fastest growing segment of trade is digitally delivered services trade, which is growing at 8% per annum. The other thing is green trade. We've seen a tripling in the value of green trade from 2000 to now to 1.9 trillion, and we think that dollars, and we think that there's the prospects for more are good. So whilst the forecast of 3.3% that we had made for this year, we're a little less optimistic in because of all the disruptions, the Red Sea and disruptions, the Suez Canal, even the Panama Canal, we think, and the higher cost of trade that comes from all this does have a bearing. We may not come in at 3.3, maybe lower, but still, I think that is much better than the performance last year, as Boga said. And there are bright spots in trade, green, digital. So, and let me just say a word on AI. By the way, we believe that technology, I know the minister is going to speak to this because he's a wizard on it. But we see AI as helpful in terms of reducing costs, trade costs, making more efficient supply chains. And I'm proud that at the WTO, we have some agreements that are very supportive of technology and AI. Services in the same bucket, and we also believe in inclusion. So trade should be green, digital, and inclusive. Well, I think that, you know, the interesting thing about the global economy is that there's a feedback loop. So global growth feeds back into trade because, of course, it affects aggregate demand. At the same time, trade feeds back into global growth. So the two are really entangled. If we have some exogenous factors that also contribute to improving overall global GDP growth, that will feed back into trade and that will help.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Bitcoin reached a new all-time high exceeding $71,800 on Monday as the UK opened up crypto exchange traded products. The UK Financial Conduct Authority announced that it will allow recognized investment exchanges to launch exchange traded notes backed by cryptocurrencies. These products will only be accessible to professional investors like investment firms and authorized credit institutions operating in financial markets, according to FCA. The surge in Bitcoin's value has been fueled by significant influx of cash into new spot coin exchange traded funds and optimism that the Federal Reserve will slash interest rates soon. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency by market value, also experienced an over 3% increase, reaching above $4,000, close to its highest level in 2 years. Global investment bank Goldman Sachs says it sees the Nigerian naira gaining more ground against the US dollar in the next 12 months. The bank projected the exchange rate of the local currency to the greenback at 1,200 in the short term on the back of policy reforms that could support the currency's recovery. In the research note, the New York-based financial institution highlighted the recent upward interest rate adjustment by the monetary authorities in Nigeria and the recent 1.6 trillion naira bill auction by the central bank as signals that the country is turning the tables on a previous unorthodox policy regime that hindered the naira from trading freely. Outlook for the naira exchange rate has been upbeat after a raft of measures, including clampdowns on street traders whose speculative activities have pressured the currency for long. And a quick trip around Africa, the annual urban inflation rate in Egypt accelerated for the first time in 5 months to 35.7% in February of 2024 from January's 12-month low of 29.8% and far above forecast of 25.1%. It was the highest inflation rate since last October, with food prices soaring by 50.9%, transport by 17.6% and housing by 10% after government increased the Cairo Metro ticket prices by up to 20% in January. Internet services were up by 33% and electricity prices were up by 26%. The government also announced a 50% hike in the minimum wage to £6,000 to take effect in March, with salaries to be raised by a minimum of 1,000 to 1,200 Egyptian pounds to address the cost of living crisis. Last Tuesday, Egypt's central bank raised interest rates by 600 basis points following a 200 basis points hike in February to accelerate the monetary tightening process to fast-track the disinflation path and ensure a decline in underlying inflation. Monthly CPI surged by 11.4% in February, the highest on record, jumping from 1.6% rise in January. The annual inflation rate in Rwanda inched up to 3.2% in February of 2024 from 3.1% in the previous month, which was the lowest inflation rate since January of 2022. Prices increased faster for transportation, furnishings, household equipment and routine household maintenance and alcoholic beverages, tobacco and narcotics, while housing and utility prices rebounded. Meanwhile, prices moderated for restaurants and hotels and food, rising the least in 24 months amid a fall in vegetables and bread and cereal prices. On a monthly basis, consumer prices advanced by 2.7% in February, the first monthly increase in 4 months and the highest inflation in 5 months, rebounding from a 0.9% fall in January. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Ruth Adong.